Interlude. Tatooine.
Bring him out!
Two Red Key Raiders, Emoog the Gron, Guiska the Rodian, drag the man in all too familiar Mandalorian armor out into the center of so-called Freetown. The man staggers forward, his hands behind his back. Emoog throws him to the ground. Guiska kicks him in the tailbone so that his helmeted head pitches forward into the sand. Lorgan Movellan steps up. All around, the Red Key Raiders applaud and hoot and catcall. They line the walls all around Freetown, raising blasters in the air, some firing them. The people of this town are huddled together down here in the center. Some lie dead, serving as lessons to the others. The rest wait with weapons against their heads to remind them to remain docile, lest they too find their brains cooking on the sand. Movellan looks down his long, crooked nose and scowls at Cobb Vanth. He lifts his lip into a sneer and hawks phlegm into his mouth, then spits. It spatters against the Mandalorian helmet.
You don't deserve that armor,
Lorgan says, his voice a hiss, like sand against sand. For good measure, he kicks out with a cobbled tread boot, kicking Vanth in the head so hard, the so-called mayor of Freetown goes down like a sack of mock spelt.
Is it even real Mandalorian armor? Looks like something hammered out on a swindler's forge. Besides, wearing a strong man's armor doesn't change how weak you are. Take his helmet off!
Guiska and Emoog work in tandem, unscrewing the helmet off Vanth's head with an unceremonious twist. With that done, Lorgan now can look into the eyes of the man who has been giving him so much trouble.
You've been like a grit of sand in my undercarriage,
Lorgan says, baring his teeth.
Cobb Vanth, noble lawman, sheriff and mayor, and all-around thorn in my hind end.
He shrugs.
I'm not impressed.
Gotta give me some credit,
Vanth says, gravel grinding in his voice.
I was enough of a pain in the rear end to bring you out here.
Who are you, anyway?
Just a man trying to do right.
What's your game? What do you want? Not power, not money. Surely this little cult of personality is paying off. Is it women? Maybe the armor has given you delusions of grandeur.
I want freedom.
Oh, so that's it. He grabs the man's head, pushing it forward hard enough that Vanth's teeth clack as his chin slams into his own chest. There, on the back of Vanth's neck, a symbol formed out of scar tissue, like a primitive star with a series of dots and hashes. An owner's mark.
You are a slave.
Sure, that's the story we can tell.
A playful flash glints in Vanth's eye, and it only enrages Movellan further. He was nobody, and now he's very much somebody. A slave turned sheriff. A ghost into a man. With Jabba gone and the huts in disarray, and further, with the Empire and its slave tax having disappeared once the second Death Star went kaboom, it makes sense that the slave class here on Tatooine would break apart. Its slaves, once given a measure of freedom, would not go so easily back to the cage. But who owned him? And why risk his neck for the others?
Let me ask you a question,
Cobb says.
I'll allow it. Ask. Though no promises you'll enjoy my answer.
What do you want with this place anyway? Tatooine is a sandbox. Water's scarce. It's hot and dry as a dead man's mouth. Why not leave it alone? Why not leave its people alone?
Lorgan takes a long draw of air through his bent nose. The stink of the man, and really of all these Freetowners, is nearly overpowering. Sweat slick and oily.
If you must know, the Hutts consider this world vital for reasons I care not at all to comprehend. What I do know is that Tatooine has its resources. Dilarium oil. Silicax oxalate. But its so-called people are the most vital resource of them all. Some of the galaxy's legacy breeding stock is here. And we wouldn't want to diminish those slave bloodlines.
He says this last bit as a dig against Vanth.
Your failure here today will see all these people back in chains. You too! Your time in the wilderness is over!
It's not my time that's ending, Vanth says. You'll see.
Lorgan considers rebutting the man yet again. But what is the point? It doesn't matter. He's taken the town. He's got the man in the mask. Red Key is ascendant, both here and across the galaxy. Now, only one more thing.
I find it strange you thought your ploy could work,
Lorgan says.
I mean, really. Just because you have a Hutt slug doesn't mean you can install it on the dais and control Tatooine. That's what this really is, isn't it? You don't want freedom for people. You see this place as a resource, just as I do. Just as I see you as a resource. Now I'm going to take that Hutt slug, and I'm going to sell it back to the Hutts. You will be dead by then.
He thrusts up a finger, and two more of his raiders come forward. The wattle-necked Ithorian, Vaum, and that broad-shouldered brute woman, Trainus. They come dragging a ripped red tarp. A tarp that squirms and squeals as the slug inside it tries to escape. Behind them, on a chain, comes a fat-bellied man in a long leather hood. His shirtless skin grimy with some sort of foul grease. Slug slime, Movellan thinks. Another twirl of the finger, and they unroll the tarp. The Hutspawn slug, young, barely an adolescent, rolls out. Small arms flailing, craterous mouth crying in fear and pain. The hooded man hurries to its side, cooing to it, shushing it, stroking its ooze-slick brow.
Shh, shh,
the Beastmaster says. In a sing-songy voice, he adds,
Everything will be okay. Everything will be fine, baby Borgo.
Borgo? They've gone and named the thing. He looks to Vanth one last time and says,
The Hutt is ours. These people will all be slaves. You picked the wrong hill of sand to die on.
So did you,
Cobb says through bloody teeth. Then a moment passes between Cobb and the Beastmaster. Vanth gives a small nod and a wink. The Beastmaster returns the nod and begins stroking under the Hutt's chin, whispering something. Lorgan barks an order to Trainus, and she moves fast, clubbing the Beastmaster in the head with an open fist. The man bleats and falls, clutching his now bleeding head. The Hutt spawn lifts its head to the sky. Its slit mouth opens, and its tongue wiggles out. Taste the air. And then it howls. What comes from its whole bodied throat is a shrieking, ear-bleeding dirge. There's a stir at the margins, Movellan's own people suddenly turning and pointing beyond the walls of the town. He cannot see what they see, but when they begin firing their blasters, he knows something's gone wrong. Then comes a sound, a terrible howl, followed by a mad battle cry. Red Key Raiders begin falling from the walls as blasts from outside take them out. Movellan turns, his finger in a wild lasso gesture, to Vaum and the others. He says,
Go! Go find out what that is!
They hurry off, but he doesn't have to wait for their answer. the front gates of the town bash open. A massive bantha, bigger than anything Movellan's ever seen, crashes through the opening. It has one eye scarred over, and its fur is matted with filth and wound, with bones and rusted gears. Atop it is one of the Tuscans, those feral desert raiders who have given Red Key so many problems over the last year. This Tuscan is, like the Bantha, bigger than all his cohorts. Huge, bristling shoulders hold up a head wrapped with ragged fabric and plastered with massive black goggles gleaming in the sun. Red Key raiders attack the Bantha, but the Tuscan maneuvers atop the beast like a circus performer, swooping down, breaking one Red Key neck with his crude stick weapon, then scrambling underneath the Bantha and up on the other, before unslinging a cycler rifle and firing a trio of shots, all of which find a home in the heads and chests of Movellan's men. Then the Tuscan is back in the shaggy beast's saddle once again. Other Tuscan brutes begin clambering up over the walls, swarming the Red Key. And yet the Freetowners are untouched. They knew. This isn't a random attack. Lorgan wheels on Vanth. The sheriff is standing there. Behind him, the cuffs lie in the sand. The Beastmaster, looking gleeful, like a pleased baby, stands there with a Magna driver, having clearly helped remove the shackles. Lorgan is fast, but not fast enough. Even as he brings his blaster up, Vanth backhands him hard. He goes down. A boot finds his wrist pressing down hard enough that his fingers uncoil from the pistol's grip. The shadow of the lawman falls onto him, and he stares up at the sun's edged silhouette. All around him, the bark and gargle of Tuscan battle cries.
Funny thing, Vanth says. The Tuscans consider this place sacred. They don't like slavers any more than we do. We cut them a deal. We give them water, they leave us alone. They like that we have a hut, too. Earns us a bit of respect. And my friend here, Malakili, he procured for them something real special. A pearl from a crate dragon's belly. That afforded us the last piece of the puzzle. Their protection. Though I think they might have done it for us anyway. They don't like you syndicate types out here.
Lorgan tries to crab walk backward, but Vanth presses down on his wrist hard enough to hear the bones start to grind. He cries out,
"You don't know what you're doing, Vanth! You're an idiot playing a game against gods! You stole that suit thinking you can fill it! You stole a hut thinking you can raise it to the dais! You'll never succeed here! My masters will come! They'll kill you! They'll wipe this place off the map!"
Vanth kneels down on his chest.
"What you think I stole? I say I earned. You think I'm just some slave, and that's one part of the story. But you don't know the rest. What I've seen, who I was before, and I know my time is short. I've poked the monster, and now it is awake. I'll die in service to this town, and maybe this town will die with me. But we won't be the last, not by a long shot. The next ones who come, they'll know me. They'll know my time. They'll carry the flags of Freetown, even if Freetown is gone. And one day, Tatooine is free. Even if me and my swindler's forge armor and my little town have been claimed once more by the sands. Now hold still. I gotta carve a message into your face before I send you on your way."
Lorgan cries out as Vanth reaches for him.